We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Thursday, it's March 23rd, 2023. We have a four-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast. Going to be a shorter podcast, riding solo, only four-game slate. So, quick breakdown of these games and get you all started in the right direction for this nice little slate. Knicks only team on a back-to-back. We have a lot of lines out, so that's always good. Recording a little bit later. Dad life and getting some NASCAR stuff done as well. But excited for COTA this weekend for sure on the NASCAR side of things. I think that it's going to be very interesting back on a road course this year. So can't wait for that. Was working on some stuff for that. We got four-game slate, like I mentioned, and we're going to jump right in. We got Knicks, Magic, Isaac, and Suggs out for Orlando. Didn't see any news come out of the Knicks camp as far as who might not play and who might play kind of thing. So we'll have to see if anything comes out later tomorrow morning, so or today if you're listening to this in the morning. We got a 229.5 total. Knicks a 3-point favorite. So I think looking at this line definitely suggests no one's going to sit for New York. Looking at the Knicks side first here, I don't mind RJ Barrett at 6,000. Orlando's a team that definitely struggles defending the 3-point line. Coming off a tough matchup here for the Knicks going up against Miami, lost by, I think, 6 or 7 points in that game. So they get the Florida doubleheader. So, yeah, I mean, RJ Barrett, I think this is a good spot for him. Like I said, Orlando definitely struggles perimeter defense. I could see Julius Randle having a good game. I just, 9,100 on a four-game slate, we're definitely going to want 50 fantasy points. And he definitely has that type of upside. I think he's averaging 49 fantasy points in 2 meetings against the Magic this season. So he has the upside to pay off this price tag on a four-game slate. So Brunson, probably the odd man out for me on the Knicks. He's been consistently good. So I don't want to like just write him off, but I'm more of a single-entry person when it comes to NBA. So I don't know if I end up getting there. Josh Hart, when he was 5,200, 5,300, the price was fantastic. But now almost the same price as Barrett. So I think Barrett overall has a little bit more upside than Hart. So if I'm ranking the Knicks here night before, it would be Barrett because of his price, Randall, Brunson, Hart for me. I don't know if I touch like Mitch Robb in this game, second end of a back-to-back, not really playing 30 minutes anyway. On the Magic side, What sucks out, I still like Foltz. I think that he still has some upside here. You know, solid game last time out. Really didn't have to have a big game. They kind of controlled that game against Washington the other night. Paolo Banchero, I still think he has some upside. He's been like teetering with like triple-double upside here recently. Wendell Carter Jr., I don't love this matchup for him. Knicks have been tough against centers all season. And then I don't mind Franz Wagner. I just wish he was a little bit cheaper. And then Cole Anthony is going to be consistent. I think he's someone with Suggs out, plays 30-ish minutes. And I think that's enough here for him. So kind of the same thoughts here on the Magic. I'm looking at the guards.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I think I'm still going Foltz, but I really like the price tag on Cole Anthony for a four-game slate, depending on like what kind of injury news and stuff we're looking at overall today. So like Anthony, like Foltz, don't mind Banchero and Franz Wagner. Moving on, we got Cleveland at Brooklyn, 218.5 total in this game. The Cavs, a four-point favorite. On the Brooklyn side, Ben Simmons is out. On the Cavs side, everyone is good to go. So two pretty full strength teams here overall. Cleveland, a team that still plays so slow and so good defensively. Brooklyn, a team that is definitely getting better defensively with this new rotations they have and some of these new players over there. They don't typically play as fast either. So just worried about overall upside for this game. But it's a four-game slate, so let's look at it real quick. On the Cleveland side, the price tag on Mitchell is super appealing at 8,400. I don't know if we're necessarily going to be able to get up to playing like Kawhi, SGA. I mean, Kawhi with Paul George out is fantastic. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Westbrook, too, in that same game at 7,900, I think is going to be very popular. So I think looking at someone like Mitchell is fine. Once we get past that, I think you can take some shots on Jared Allen. The fact that like he came back, played 35 minutes the other night, I think that was a really good sign for him. I don't think any of us really kind of expect him to play that many minutes. So I like Allen. I like Mitchell. I don't mind Garland, and I don't mind LeVert because it is such a small slate, and he's been someone that's been consistently putting up over 30 fantasy points. He's 5,200, so don't love the matchup, don't love the pace of the game overall, but I think LeVert at his price is fine. And then going to the Brooklyn side of this game, I struggle with Brooklyn right now, especially in a matchup against Cleveland. It's a four-game slate. Like, Bridges is kind of all over the place right now. He's just really just scoring. He's not doing much else. Dinwiddie's 8,300. He's still like your usage guy. Claxton 6,800, tough matchup for him. And then Cam Johnson is 6,500. So really for me, I find it tough to get to anybody from Brooklyn in this matchup. I mean, yeah, it's kind of how I feel. I mean, a tough matchup against Cleveland. I think if someone goes off for Brooklyn, I'm just hoping that it's a low-owned play here. Charlotte at New Orleans, 225.5 total in this one. Pelicans, a 7.5-point favorite. On the Charlotte side, Ball is out. Cody Martin is out on the Pelican side. Zion and Jose Alvarado out. Going Charlotte first. I mean, tough matchup for really all the Charlotte plays. This slate's really interesting because you don't have like perfect matchups. So I think looking at Charlotte, it's more of I'm probably going to end up taking some shots here on this team. I forgot to mention Mark Williams is out for Charlotte. So like someone like Nick Richards, even in a tough matchup here against Valanciunas, I think is playable. So, I mean, no one's in a great matchup. I think that if I'm playing anybody, it's probably Rozier. Maybe some tournament shots on Hayward and some tournament shots on like Nick Richards in large field tournaments, just kind of hoping that Richards has a big game. Pelican side, I love Valanciunas here today. 7,100. He's someone, if he plays the minutes, he crushes. We talked about him the other night against the Spurs. He played 28 minutes and still put up 45 fantasy points. So really like this matchup for him. We love bigs against Charlotte all season. So Ingram is another guy. Wing players have crushed this team all year. He's someone that has some really solid upside in this matchup. So really good matchups here for Valanciunas and Ingram. I probably don't play McCollum, even though I do think he has a little bit of upside. I just think I like Ingram and I like Valanciunas more in this game. So I lean more towards playing, you know, those two guys. We finish it out with the Thunder and the Clippers. This game has a 232 total. And the Clippers are a 3-point favorite. Like I mentioned, Paul George is out. Norman Powell is out. Holmgren, Poku, and Kendrick Williams remains out for the Thunder. Looking at the Thunder first, I think SGA and Kawhi going back and forth in this game, definitely a game stack that has some tournament appeal, especially with no Paul George. And looking at like a guy like Westbrook, like I mentioned a few minutes ago. So looking at the Thunder overall, I have a ton of interest in SGA. I really like Jalen Williams in this game. I think he has some really solid upside. In tournaments, large field tournaments, if you want to take shots on Lu Dort, it's a small slate. Also, like taking some tournament shots on like Isaiah Joe, I think is definitely warranted on a 4-game slate. On the Clippers side, I like Westbrook and Kawhi both a lot in this game. Don't want to forget about a guy like Zubac, who all he needs is the minutes. Got in foul trouble the other night against the Thunder. It was not a good game for him. So if he can stay out of foul trouble, I think this is a much better spot. I mean, it's a great spot. It's the same matchup. He just got in foul trouble. So definitely taking some shots here. It'd be interesting to see who they start overall with no Paul George. I mean, tournament shots potentially on like Mann and Eric Gordon. But my main targets are going to be Westbrook, Kawhi, and Zubac here for the Clippers. Like I said, quick podcast. Let's do the morning grind game. We'll do the morning grind game and then we'll get out of here. Quick podcast today. We'll be back normal tomorrow. Big slate. Lot to talk about. Favorite play under 5K to go 7X. My favorite cheap play. I think this one's tough today without knowing some injury news. He's right over it. Oh man, I was gonna say LeVert, but he's like right over the price tag. So, man, give me. I don't really love a lot down here today for sure. Gosh, man, I really like LeVert. If I had to pick someone night before without injury news, I think I'm going Richards. I think it's Nick Richards for me. Tough one today. That one's a tough one. Over 8K to go under 5X, my bust today. Give me Dinwiddie. Tough matchup against Cleveland. Favorite 6X play today. I mean, I love Valanciunas today. I really, really like Valanciunas today. So give me Valanciunas at 7,100 to go 6X. I really like this spot. If he plays over 30 minutes, I think he crushes here. My Let's Get Weird GPP play of the day. I don't know if this is weird or not, but I really like this spot for Jalen Williams from the Thunder. The $6,700 Jalen Williams. Len Williams instead of Lynn Williams. So really like the spot for Williams at 6,700. I think this is a spot he could crush in. He's been playing really well here recently. So like his chances to go over 40. And on a four game slate at his price, I think that's fantastic. No bets really jumping off the board to me here. Overall, I mean, there's some books that it's showing you can still get Pelicans -7 against Charlotte. I don't mind the -7 line for them. But yeah, nothing really like jumping off the page to me today as far as bets here night before. So we'll wrap it up. Appreciate everyone hanging out, listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Normal podcasts, quick ones in the books. Have a great Thursday, and we'll see you on Friday.